This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Typhoon Ziola has made landfall in southern China after nearly 900,000 people were moved to safety in most of Hong Kong and other parts of coastal southern China suspended business, transport, and classes. One province meteorological bureau says a powerful storm turned into an outlying district of Zhuhai. Russia has deployed its new generation of ICBMs.
The head of Russia's space agency says that Russia has deployed an advanced intercontinental ballistic missile that President Vladimir Putin once said will make Russia's enemies think twice. According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first day of school in Ukraine and the first time in a long time that school was taking place there. And not online.
Doliban family's school in Kyiv is now equipped with a proper bomb shelter. Ukrainian government says 84% of Ukrainian schools now have them. In the city of Kharkiv, this school has actually been built into what used to be a Soviet-era subway station to protect against the bombs. It only takes about a minute for a missile launched from Russia to reach the city. Maria Doliban says it's been especially hard for her son. He fled as refugees to Greece earlier in the war, but he struggled in school there because he couldn't understand the language.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. This is VOA News. Earlier this week, the White House announced that President Biden will visit Vietnam as he seeks to strengthen U.S.-Vietnam relations. Associated Press talked with Yun Sun, director of the China program of the Stimson Center, says Vietnam, despite taking the meeting, is still playing a delicate balancing act.
The general secretary of the Vietnamese Communist Party came out to say that while China is always going to be the priority of Vietnam, and this statement was made right after White House announced that Biden is going to visit Vietnam. So you could see that Vietnam is very carefully calibrating its relationship with both Washington and Beijing in order to maintain its balanced approach.
And the meeting is scheduled for President Biden's trip back from the G20 meeting. In the U.S. city of El Paso, Texas, which is on the U.S.-Mexican border, there will be demonstrations by people protesting what they call the militarization at the border. Carlo Morentes is director for the agricultural workers.
We feel that Operation Lone Star is a war against poor people, and it affects deeply our community, our border community. It creates divisions, it creates a lot of violence against migrants and their families. So we are here demanding the stop to Operation Lone Star.
He said last Saturday, where Texas National Guard soldiers shot at people at the border, especially a Mexican, was the last drop on the aggressive agenda of Operation Lone Star. And he said that they're asking the U.S. Department of Justice to launch a criminal investigation on the shootings at the border by the Texas National Guard. There's been another police shooting of an unarmed black person in the United States, a young pregnant woman in the U.S. state of Ohio. And according to Associated Press reporter Jackie Quinn, her family's calling for the officers involved to be criminally charged.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takaya Young. Accused of shoplifting,
get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away. Police alleged she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.